Kevin, do you feel like as a secondary y'all played well last week, or did, in your opinion, y'all might have taken a step back?
I feel like there were some things that were some high moments, but there was also some low moments. I feel like towards that middle part, as far as not just in pass defense, but run defense, we could have fit some stuff up a little bit better. I just feel like looking back on the game, we just need to go into the film, study, make the corrections that's needed, and then use this bye week as a week to just get back to those fundamentals that Coach Fisher was talking about as a defense and as a secondary group.
What do you think you should have done differently or could have done differently to finish off that sack?
I could have came under control a little bit more towards the point of attack, and just, you know, Nick's a guy I was pretty familiar with, kind of just how he moves a little bit, and I should have known he would have dipped his shoulder. But that was a good play on Nick. That was a good job of just moving throughout the pocket and getting the ball out. So, you know, next time I'll be able to make the play.
Were you kicking yourself after that one?
Absolutely. That would have been my first career one. You know, that would have been a special moment. My dad was there and everything like that. So, and the Cowboys stadium, he's a Cowboys fan. So that would have been something to remember.
You did have 10 tackles.
I heard about that. It didn't feel like it, but, you know, hey, it was a long game and whatever it takes.
Has Justin said anything to you that he got a pick before you?
I haven't seen Justin since then. I haven't seen him since Saturday, but he hasn't said much, you know. But we laugh about it and everything like that. It's interesting how, you know, he's already great, and then he just gets an interception. He's doing our job.
How difficult is it when you've been preparing for one quarterback all week and then suddenly a new one's in there?
Well, on film, we saw both quarterbacks because, if I'm not mistaken, Nick didn't start the beginning of the season. So we saw Hicks, I believe, we saw him in the beginning of the season. And it was a little bit of adjustment, but they didn't do much differently as far as schematically wise. So we had to make some maybe minor adjustments, but it wasn't nothing that was just outlandish.
What has been the breakdown in the secondary when teams are starting to hit a couple big plays on you guys? Is it just falling for the play action, the hard RPOs, or is it you're there, you just need to turn around and make a play?
Eye violations, because usually when guys are running sky free, it's because somebody's eyes weren't right, they weren't in the right place, or we didn't fit it up correctly. So those are correctable mistakes that we can, you know, just work on more in practice and lock in more in film study, and we can eliminate those in the game.
You go from playing Auburn ranked, you got Arkansas, now you got another number one ranked team coming in here. It just doesn't get any easier.
I mean, that's just playing in the SEC, you know. That's what we sign up for when we come to Texas A&M, to get a chance to play against the best of the best, especially in the SEC West. And, you know, that's what everybody in that locker room feels that way, all the coaching staff, and we're ready for it.
2:30 CBS, the primetime game when you guys step back on the field. A chance to really, I guess, maybe put A&M's best foot forward, and maybe those people that saw the Auburn game say, you know, hey, we're better than that.
Well, we can't focus on trying to, you know, just please everyone. We have to focus on just being better than we were in our previous performance, and, you know, just being a better player than we were the day before. So we're just looking to just lock in this week in our bye week and have a great week of just getting back to our fundamentals, and then getting a little bit ahead in game planning, and just looking for Alabama, who we got next, and just preparing for a great matchup.
I was going to say, knowing what receivers are coming in here next week.
Say one more time.
Knowing the receivers and the type of offense that's coming in here. How does that make it? Not that you're not always locked in, but does that make it really easy to really hone in on your assignments this week on a bye week?
Absolutely, but that's something that we just we focus in on regardless, because it's hard to win, you know, in general. So so you can't think it's easy, you know, because you would be humbled very quickly. So but a team like Alabama, who's a great team, formidable opponent, you know, we have to be able to lock in and key in to what we want to do as a defense.
Boyd was really good in the first half. I think he had about 72 yards on the ground, but only 17 after that. None of the other backs did. And they didn't have to throw. They could maintain balance. But what kind of adjustments did you make on Boyd?
Well, it was that long run that he had. That was about 40 yards, and that was a misfit, I believe, by someone I don't know. But we was able to rally down, and I believe we held him to field goal right there. So, and for the, you know, for the most part, Rakeem, he runs the ball really hard, and he you know, we tried to make him earn every single yard he got for the remainder of that that point. So I don't feel like we made that drastic adjustments from that point. I just feel like, you know, as the game goes on, you just have to really just, you know, lock in more. And when crunch time comes, you know, show up.
What's Saturday going to be like for you? No ball game. But what will you do on Saturday?
Saturday. That's interesting. I'm not sure.
Are you going to watch football, obviously?
Of course, of course. So it's always fun, you know, getting a chance to just sit back and be a fan and not always, you know, have to mentally get ready to play in your own game. So I may sit back. Who knows? I might go home. Just depends on what's going on and how I'm feeling.
Jimbo said the defense didn't play one of their better games. Why do you think that was? Why did you guys play one of your better games Saturday?
I feel like just because a matter of not being consistent throughout the entirety of the game, we like I said, we started out pretty well for the from a standpoint of keying in on different formations and what they wanted to do. They tried to throw a couple different stuff at us, but then we fell off a little bit and the offense started to pick it up. And then at that point, we were able to get together towards the end to seal the victory. But we have to be a better defense and just being consistent throughout the duration of the game.
How much new stuff are y'all seeing from teams, like that you're not, that you hadn't seen on film?
It's not really new stuff. It's just different formations and adjustments that we have. Like for every coverage and every defense, you have to make a different adjustment. So it's just certain stuff that we just have to be able to recognize and go out there on the field and be able to handle it as a entire defense and play.